After years of making inroads into foreign markets, Chinese railway companies are starting to expand their strategies. A series of setbacks have plagued Chinese companies attempting to export railway technology and build railroads overseas in the past few years. But now, a deal between two Chinese rail companies and two African nations shows that railway operation is becoming the name of the game. Rail builder China Railway Construction Corporation, or CRCC, and railway operator China Railway Corporation recently told Taishin that they will operate a railroad linking the capitals of Ethiopia and Djibouti for 6 years with immediate effect. The 750-kilometer railroad between Addis Ababa and Djibouti City was built by China Civil Engineering Construction Corporation, a CRCC subsidiary. It cost $4 billion to build and was completed late last year. Chinese companies were heavily involved in building infrastructure for the Ethiopia-Djibouti project, from manufacturing trains to laying tracks. But the decision to control railroad operations is a relatively new direction, and a potentially risky one. Zhao Jian, an economics professor at Beijing Jiaotong University, said that operating railroads overseas may come with political risks related to sovereignty and stability. He said that rail companies in developed countries, like Japan and Germany, have opted for selling railway technology and trains over operating railroad networks abroad. But Chinese rail companies are plunging ahead on overseas railway operations, both in East Africa and in Southeast Asia. Aside from the Ethiopia-Djibouti link, CRC made a deal with several Indonesian firms last year to co-build and co-operate a 142-kilometer line, which will link the capital, Jakarta, with the country's third-largest city, Bandung. The project is expected to be completed in 2018. Meanwhile, transportation infrastructure builder China Communications Construction Company recently announced that it will bid for the right to operate a railway line between Nairobi and Mombasa, two major cities in Kenya. An employee told Taishin that the transportation infrastructure company is confident that it can land the deal.